USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Twitter permanently suspended President Donald Trump's account on Friday, saying he had repeatedly violated its policies on glorification of violence. Former acting director of national intelligence under President Trump, Rick Grenell, says social media and big tech have been against the president for a long time. Grenell also saying,
"This is a different Washington, D.C., and the people in Washington, D.C., and I would include the media and the politicians and the bureaucrats, they have this kind of feeding frenzy right now. And that's not what's happening out in the real world."
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. It looks like there could be a new strain of the coronavirus here in the United States. The second strain could be even more contagious than the one found in the U.K. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. Two for one. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Under intense pressure, the Capitol Police Chief will resign.
Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sun announced his resignation Thursday after protesters overran his officers and prompted condemnations from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle in Washington, including a call for him to step down by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Five people in all died in Wednesday's violence. Capitol Police shot and killed an unarmed Air Force veteran. The unidentified officer has been placed on administrative leave and an investigation has begun. A Capitol Police officer also died after suffering a stroke, perhaps brought on by being hit in the head with a fire extinguisher earlier in the riot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A man photographed inside House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the Capitol Hill riot is in custody. The Justice Department confirms 60-year-old Richard Barnett of Arkansas has been arrested. Three others also being hit with federal charges. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Senate committees on Friday said that they would investigate security failures after rioters breached and vandalized the U.S. Capitol building. Top members of the Rules Committee and Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee both said they plan to investigate what went wrong on Wednesday. Virginia Congressman Jennifer Wexton, she's a Democrat, she tells CBS News something needs to be done so something like this does not happen again.
We need to ensure that this never happens again. And as horrible as these events were, we actually were lucky that it wasn't worse, you know. So we need to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We need to ensure that we find out exactly what happened. And that responsibility is taken by those who were the relapses, and that we ensure that it doesn't happen again. We should have known that it could have gotten much worse than it did, and there should have been more support there for these Capitol Police officers. So yes, there's going to be an awful lot of hearings and an awful lot of soul searching, and I think we're going to hopefully take some active steps to ensure that this sort of thing never ever happens again.
The NFL playoffs begin tomorrow with the start of Wild Card Weekend. The Colts visit the Bills, the Rams battle the Seahawks, and the Buccaneers play at Washington. Kickoff of the first game just after 1 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.